The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about Stradbally and Electric Picnic. The gates opened up yesterday. Today, the first real day. And our reporter Josh Crosby is in amongst it. How's it all going, Josh?
Well, Kieran, look, things are starting to pick up here now, for sure. I got here early today and you could see already the campsites were getting full. In terms of weather, there are a few spots of mud starting to build up at the busy points. But look, so far, so good. The sun is there behind the clouds. I was told 40,000 people arrived here yesterday. So look, room for tents is tight, to say the least. If you're arriving anytime after lunchtime today, it's really a case of getting the last bit of space. But look, the weather is certainly on people's minds this year, as there are said to be some heavy rain and winds tomorrow morning. But as I look around now, I can see people they're mixing up their attire for all elements. So you have sunglasses and wellies, a mix, or else you have maybe shorts and a poncho. Capacity this year has risen to 80,000, so it's the biggest the festival's been in its 21-year history. And with this obviously comes more stages, more attractions, more staff, and of course, more fun. Let's take a listen to some of those I've been meeting with throughout the site today. First up is Danny from Mayo, who's off to a flying start.
To be honest, I only just got in the door. Me and the girlfriend, we set up the tent, and she decided she wanted to go for a sleep. So I said I'd leave her sleep and I'd go where we venture. I found this can on the road. Do you know what I mean? I was walking along. It's like, life hands you lemons, you might as well fucking drink some lemonade.
You're off to a good start, so.
yeah, why not? Why not?
I'm actually from Portlaoise myself, so
okay,
I didn't have
too far to come.
No, not at all.
Brilliant.
No.
Handy.
And are you going to camp? Are you going to nip home for a shower? And
I'm actually going home myself. Three of my friends are here, though, and they're all camping, so I'll be kind of hanging around their tent a bit.
But so you'll be fresh every morning?
I will. They'll be a bit rusty.
What are you looking forward to seeing over the weekend?
Chapel Room. I can't wait to see her, yeah. She'll be really good.
First electric picnic, yes.
And where have you come from?
Turles. I got a ticket for Christmas. Said I'd come on for the crack.
And would you ever been a festival goer before in the past? Or
just racing festivals.
How are you set now for the mood and the partying and the late nights?
I should bring it on. Why not? We're only young ones.
How's it all going? You're,
well,
you're way down.
We're struggling a bit at the moment.
And what are you looking forward to now over the weekend?
Oh, just the axe and like the crack and yeah. And never been before.
You have the curlers in on already?
Yeah, the rollers are in. The rollers are in. Yeah.
This is my first time.
And what made you decide to come?
My grandson.
So he's here as well?
He is, yes.
You'll be looking out for him, will you? Will you be the granny over in the corner?
I will, yes.
You'll have a bit of a party as well,
yeah,
will you?
I've got my hat on ready for the Pink Pony Club.
You'll be able to enjoy it as well yourself.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, we've been to a few. I take him to all the concerts.
And what happens now when it gets a bit wild later on?
I've told him 1:30 and then we're going home.
All right, plenty of excitement there, Josh, amongst those festival goers. What can people expect? You know, what's happening there this year? What are the rest of us missing out on?
Well, I suppose when you talk about the music, maybe tonight the headliner is Hozier and Chapel Rowan is on before him. But you also have the Saw Doctors are playing. Then over the rest of the weekend, there's Fatboy Slim, David Gray and the Coronas, to name a few. But two acts I think that are going to draw large crowds will be, of course, Kneecap. Even if you're not a fan, people will come along just to see them, I suppose, following the coverage they've received this summer. And then on Sunday afternoon, who else is playing? Only the brothers Noel and Mike Hogan from the Cranberries. And I think this will be very special. They've reunited and they'll be playing all the hits. So that'll surely be a memorable one. And look, like most festivals now, you have to try and cater for as many tastes as you can. So it's not just the music. There are plenty of attractions, be it comedy, live podcasts, wellness workshops. To find out about some of the, I suppose, behind-the-scenes efforts that goes into all this, I met with Roz Gillett, who's the artistic director of a quirky part of the festival known as Freetown. Roz told me they've been building parts of this area for over 6 weeks now.
Well, this is the Providencia area because it's really missing a sort of Latin American quarter. And it's great to bring a lot of people out and give them a platform here to be and perform in.
It's like a little village. It's all like quirky little, I don't know, do you want to call it laneways?
Yeah, there are lots. And they make it really interesting and people get lost in it. And then they can go into the fridge, the ice box, and then get completely lost in that.
As someone who's been here from the very beginning, like, it's the biggest it's ever been now this year. So you've seen this grow.
From
a small alternative, maybe boutique festival to Ireland's largest festival now. So it must be like a sense of pride to be part of it from the whole journey.
Oh yeah, I'm very proud of it. Very proud of it. But it really is it's sort of everybody's that works here. So they put so much into it.
Why do you think it's been a success?
I think it's just really homegrown, and there's the enthusiasm for all the creators here. And it's sort of this kind of living art, really. You know, you can have a, I was thinking, an exhibition of paintings and then you get so many people in. But here you have sort of 80,000 people as an audience. And it's very exciting. It's very buzzy.
So that's Roz from the Freetown area at EP. Did you meet any other performers?
Well, I didn't get an exclusive with Hosier now or anything, Kieran, but look, I'm sure anyone who's been here before, they'll know the way this festival is set up. There are many, I suppose, different sections. You could be hidden away in the woods, or then there are makeshift trad pubs, and look, everything small and large in between. But I was up in the Salty Dog area earlier, where this stage, it's literally a boat turned on its side, and I met with Irish musician Paddy Hanna, who's playing there tonight. Paddy was there with his family this afternoon, so it was interesting to hear from him and his partner Jill what it's like for those, I suppose, not only playing at Electric Picnic, but also bringing their children along.
Well, I'm Jill, and this is Paddy, and this is Mini Paddy and Rosie, and so we're here. First music festival for these two little ones, and he's performing later today, so yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's great.
So how are these two enjoying it so far?
So far, so good. She's, I think, overwhelmed. Aren't you, Mrs? You love it.
Yeah.
There's so much to see for kids. I think it's perfect.
Her question when we came here was, do they have a playground? I was like, darling, it is, the whole place is a playground.
The whole place is a playground.
So eye-opening, and it's amazing seeing it through her eyes. You know, I feel like a kid again. It's lovely.
So, and there's a whole family here. So yeah. three generations are coming to Electric Picnic.
Yeah, that's it. My parents are a great crack. Like, they're in their 70s, but they love a party. So, but they're doing some babysitting as well. So we get to get out. And
once darkness comes, they're being handed over.
Yeah. That's great. And the safeness of the camper van for the little ones is lovely as well. So yeah, Paddy Hanna Junior and Paddy Hanna Senior.
You're getting to see his dad.
Yeah,
I'm just playing on Salty. It's 7:15. So I'm just showing Rosie the stage.
Have you played Electric Picnic before?
Yeah, I have played the Salty a fair few times. I had a famous incident where I fell off the stage in 2019, I think it was, to much amusement from the crowd. So, and that's a high up stage as well.
You just tell them you were stage diving.
Yeah, exactly. You broke your shoulder. No?
Yeah, I broke one during the
proper rock and roll.
First time I've ever been greeted by paramedics while coming off stage. It was wild.
But now that the children are here, I suppose you need to be a bit.
Those days are over.
Days are gone. Yeah. And tell me, what's it like playing Electric Picnic?
It's a lot of fun. It's so expansive. The cool thing is, though, because there's so many people, you're usually guaranteed at least a small crowd, you know. So it's a great one for first time giggers, you know, and whatnot. Like, it's really cool. That's all I can say.
So that's Paddy Hanna, who's performing at EP. Niamh Delmar is with us as well, the psychologist. Niamh, what do you say to people listening to this who are beginning to feel that familiar feeling of FOMO?
Hi, Ciarán. I know, like, there's lots of people out there who'd be loving to be at it. But, I mean, the fear of missing out is the perception that others are just all having a great time and living a better life than you are, which is a distorted perception, you know, amplified by social media. And I would say to people just to try and focus on what is going well in your own life and what you have in your own life, because FOMO is associated with loneliness, low self-esteem, depression and anxiety. So you kind of feel less than, and then that lowers your life satisfaction.
Could you achieve the same thing by also focusing on what's bad about other people's lives? So just keep looking at the weather forecast for Stradbally for the weekend, for example.
Yeah. And I mean, what contemporary research would show is if your pal was out there on their own, you wouldn't probably feel so much FOMO, but it's the fear that our absence will negatively impact our social bonding and our relations with friends. So you're feeling that, oh, all your pals are out there and you're not there. So that's going to kind of lesser your standing in the social grouping. But yeah, to try JOMO instead, the joy of missing out. What can you be doing yourself that you'd enjoy? Can you see a pal that you're really close with and go off with them and switch off? You know, reality test. Would I really like to be, you know, out there? Does that suit me? Am I a kind of concert goer? You know, because sometimes people think that they want something, but it's not their fit.
And I assume then FOMO is a phenomenon. I mean, it's amplified in the social media age, is it?
Absolutely. You know, because people are snooping into other people's lives and everybody's presenting their best lives. You know, it could be people think there's a happier couple out there. There's a couple that are more in love with than they are, that there's happier families, that people are traveling more. You know, so everything is presented and showcased and everyone's boasting, obviously, online with the best version of what their life is. But, you know, the picture does not tell it all. It's a version.
Niamh, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Niamh Delmar, psychologist, and Josh Crosby in Stradbally. Josh, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.